Welcome to Writer's Block.
I'm Dana Gill.
And I'm Matthew Neri.
And we'll be discussing the topic of narratives in the novel. First off, we'd like to introduce our own personal meanings of what the novel is and our own definitions. Matt, would you like to start off with your own definition?
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, like what I found so interesting about reading novels is like how like there's no real boundaries to what you can write in a novel compared to like a science book where there's all these rules and regulations. Like, I'm a nursing major, and all the books I've had, there is a point A and a point B how to solve things. But with a novel, you could have, like, a similar theme, but an author could write a whole different story, like, but still have the same theme.
Yeah, I totally get that. I think this year, definitely, my definition of the novel has changed a lot, because before, I thought it was like a simple, here's the beginning, here's the middle, here's the end. But now I realize that a lot of people kind of mesh everything together and they jump from the past to the present. And there's really like no chronological order that you have to follow. And there's just so much that you can actually like fragment and integrate into the story. So I agree with you. It's not very procedural. It can be a lot of things, and I think that was a little bit frustrating reading, especially when it came to like Virginia Woolf, for instance. She definitely changed my definition of the novel this year.
Yeah, bless her heart for writing that big book.
Yeah. So kind of going on to like another topic, what do you think the purpose of the novel and the narrative is? Like, because things have changed so much, is there even a purpose anymore?
I mean, for any like art form or literature like the novel, the narrative needs to be relatable to the time. So if we're talking about a book like Virginia Woolf's Middlemarch and The Parable of the Sower, they wanted to voice the society to have a form of change. And like, I feel like there should be an issue, like a very relatable issue for a narrative to talk about in order to entice the reader to get in more deep into the novel and be able to find a connection with the characters in the story.
I think oftentimes I like to think of the world in like metaphors and similes. So I always kind of initially thought that like narrative was supposed to just voice all of like and compare our life to different things. So it can be like what you said, relatable. And I think I like your idea about like the idea of change, because I think you can't really change anyone's mind unless you fully immerse them in a perspective. And a narrative and a novel put you in that, like, completely. It doesn't really matter if it's in first person, because it still puts you in that time and in that place. And even if it's going to, like, take you a lot, like, jump around, it's still going to show you the comparison and how things can change. And it'll change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how have you noticed since we took an entire semester of a class analyzing novels, how do you feel that narratives have changed over time?
Well, I mean, going back to like Virginia Woolf's Middlemarch and Octavius Butler's Parable of the Sower, like we get a clear, like there's that consistent idea of change and how people in a society, like, their interactions make society. So, like, in Middlemarch, we're given town folks of people. Oh, George Eliot, my bad. George Eliot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we get George Eliot's townspeople's interactions making this idea of how a person should change from the youth to the young, how some moral idealism are they're being tested by one another. Whereas in Octavia Butler's Parable to Sour, we're given a perspective of Lauren, who's creating this religion, and during her journey up north, she's faced with external factors enacting change on not only her, but her group. And for them, it's more of a Octavia Butler's warning to say, hey, if we continue down this path for present day, we could end up like Lauren's future. Mm-hmm. Whereas Middlemarch is just voicing how every little person is playing a role somehow, some way in your life.
Yeah. I like how you kind of like paired the two together, because they're both about how change happens and how, like, I remember in the last page of George Eliot's Middlemarch, she makes a comment about how the world is changed by inhistoric people and inhistoric acts. And it's like, for Lauren in Parable of the Sower, it's more, nothing is inhistoric for her because everything is so vital. Every move she makes can change not only like the world, but also just her personal life, because it is like a matter of life and death as she's attempting to survive in a dying world. And I think like just how different those narrative styles are, because in Middlemarch, we're just being put in the middle of society and the story, and it's mm-hmm. focusing more on how people talk to each other. And I mean, we know that Eliot writes in these long painting sentences. So to have Butler just tell us the story simply, like, in these like diary entries, like, this is how it's happening, this is what's going on, you don't really get to focus on like how society is affecting her, because mm-hmm. or affecting Lauren, because we're worried about so many other things, because there's a change in people and a change in of environment. So I really like how comparing the two, they have such different like motivations, but like it's still the same energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, going back to their writing styles, I found Butler's like use of short sentences a whole lot like just more straightforward than reading Eliot's, you know, long, very descriptive, detailed sentences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I feel like the way Butler wrote it, it's more relatable to our time, whereas in Eliot's like Victorian era, they really push the style of being descriptive, being able to picture it in your head, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely. So like, now that we've kind of touched upon Butler and Eliot, who are from very different times. Eliot was writing, I believe it was in the late 1800s, and Butler was writing in the 90s. So with all that in mind, how does like the meaning of the narrative and the novel as a whole kind of change with time?
Well, I guess for Eliot's novel, I think we have to look at how she played like around with the interactions of the townsfolks. For me, it's like self motivation. Mm-hmm. Like each character, they pretty much have like meaningful lives for their own personal sense. But if you think about it as an outsider, their lives don't mean much.
But like it compared to Butler's, everybody's life, it's basically about continuing human life and future generations and how it will affect. So are you saying more like now, like social issues are more at hand, like they're more important with narratives? Because I mean, I would agree with that point. Middlemarch was more of like an analysis on society, and Eliot did a really great job of that. But Butler is analyzing society and also attempting to fix it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember that point we made in class where Eliot's novel, well, I mean, not Eliot's novel, Butler's novel was a parable for a warning of like what's to come with society.
Yeah.
And the constant like plays with religion and how you say, the constant plays of religion just makes it more relatable to the times of our people.
Mm-hmm.
Since religion has always been known as like a warning sign from like the stories of Moses and Noah's Ark. We're always given this warning of fire and all these external things. So
yeah, I really like that comparison to like to the Bible and how it's all about prophecy and like figuring out what's going to happen to us in the future. But I mean, ultimately we don't know. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for chatting with me, Matt. I think this was a really great, productive conversation. I think we did definitely tackle on what the meaning of the novel is, and we tried to define it, to understand its purpose, analyze how it's changed over time. And lastly, we tried to figure out the meaning of it after all this. So thank you again. My name is Dana Gill, and that was Matt. We are in Writer's Block. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.